best live acts in the history of music, but now Bruce Springsteen is releasing a selection of his recent gigs, believing they'll be better quality than the many bootleg recordings available. But what makes a great gig? Who's the greatest live act you've ever seen? Is it The Boss? Here are a few other suggestions.
I found someone to love me.
Yeah, James Brown, The Who, and you too there. You've been sending in dozens of your suggestions. But will you be rushing out to buy The Boss's new discs, the gigs, or what would you like to have a permanent recording of something perhaps you saw and loved and has remained in your mind? With me, the music writer Mabel Lynn and the Springsteen fanatic Brendan Mulgrew. Good morning to you both. Brendan, bands hate bootlegs, but fans love them.
Fans love them, Noel, and I have plenty of them. And these days, of course, it's a lot easier to get them online. It used to involve a trip to Hector's house in downtown or to some of the record fairs that Maysville Leisure Centre would host. And
surreptitiously passing cassettes.
Slightly on the wrong side of legality, but no one cared too much about that. But I think it's music, literally, to my ears, if not going to be a pain in my wallet, that Bruce is officially opening the vaults and getting some of his classic recordings.
And they will be presumably much better quality, as he says.
Well, that's the big advantage, because in the old days, cassette tapes, more recently CDs, fantastic concerts, and you can hear the passion that comes from the stage and the emotion, and it gets it back from the audience. And that's what, to my mind, makes a great gig. But the sound quality hasn't always been great, so this will take that up a notch as they become
official. Isn't that part of it, the poor sound quality, the whole idea of this vague illegality, actually complete illegality. Let's not be beating about the bush here. That's kind of part of the thrill of having a recording of a live concert, isn't it?
I think so. I think that's part of the thrill of going to a live concert as well, is the kind of the poor sound quality, being packed into the front rows, trying to get there really early, drinking beer out of a plastic glass, you know, and that is what's trying to be captured in a really authentic bootleg, is almost the experience of being there. If somebody's doing the mixing and providing this really proper sound quality experience, I don't really see what you're getting that's that much different from the studio album.
Yeah,
really.
Fair point. What are you getting?
Well, in many cases, and certainly in Bruce Springsteen's case, the concert is it's a transformation from the studio recording. And the amount of gigs that I've been to, you take something home every night, so a very special memory home every night. But the songs are different, and with the Springsteen concert, people sometimes look at me and say, you're going to see him two nights in a row or three nights in a row. Mm. But the songs that he will play will be different every night in a row. Each concert is quite unique. And whether you're there in person or you're listening to an official live recording or indeed to a scratchy bootleg, you can hear that. And to have that in a finer quality, I'm really looking forward to it.
Maybe we've been asking people about their favourite gig. I see you've got Boyzone in the Point.
It wasn't my favourite, but it was my first.
Oh, you've got a bigger point. I misread that. I apologise.
Never forget.
I was going to say. I think mine was Taste in the Ulster Hall. My goodness, that's going back a while. So the first one always remains very, very much stuck in your mind. Oh,
absolutely. I think
it's the first time, boyfriend.
Absolutely. The first time you go to something. I mean, my mom and dad also took me to see the Saw Doctors in Westport Town Hall. Oh, I don't know when that was, but it was probably about 1992. And I think that was really the beginning. You get hooked. You just love the live music, the experience and the atmosphere. And you almost start to realise it doesn't really matter who you're going to see. There's just something really exciting about the whole experience of live music.
Okay, we know your first gig, your best gig.
Oh, that's a tough question, especially to answer with just one band. But I've been lucky enough to go to a lot of local live gigs. And one that really stands out for me was Tenant Vital in Botanic around 2004. I think with the White Stripes and New York Dolls. That was just an absolutely amazing afternoon. It was a total riot. And the charisma of the performers. And, you know, I can't even remember the sound quality, but what an absolutely amazing event.
Brendan, I guess you've seen Springsteen dozens of times. Does one particular stand out?
Well, the first one is always the best, Noel. So for thousands of Irish fans, it was the Slane 1985 gig that kicked it off. So I'll take that one. And the last time I saw him, he wound up a European tour with two nights in Kilkenny in summer 2013. They were very emotional gigs for him and for the audience. So I'll go with my first time and my last time.
There's a lot of text coming in, but I haven't seen one saying One Direction. Maybe that just says something about the age of our audience. Brendan and Maeve, thank you both very much indeed.